It's the Brad Field Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. I'm Dan Lovallo. He is meteorologist Brad Field. We are putting this podcast together on April the 4th. It is a Thursday. It is snowing, and we have the proof. If you go back two episodes ago, in fact, on March the 7th, our March the 7th episode, Brad predicted we could get an April 4th snowstorm, and Brad, you were right on the money.
Dan, thank you. Thank you for remembering. It's something that we call pattern recognition, Dan. It looked like all of the modeling was showing the famous Greenland block, the North Atlantic Oscillation going strongly negative. Now, what do we mean by that? If we have ridging over Greenland, you've got a storm coming up the coast. Chances are that that storm is going to bump into that ridge and stall. And you're going to see when we get to the On the Weather Map segment that this storm is going to stall off the main coast, and northern New Hampshire and northern Maine are going to get pounded with snow today, tonight, tomorrow, and likely into Saturday as well. So that's just one of the things that the Greenland block can do. And it just like stalls the storm in its place. So instead of getting 8 hours of heavy precipitation, it just can go on and on and on. And one of the models that we use, the Canadian model, goes out 30 days, Dan, even back in early March, was recognizing this shift to the negative NAO, which would imply that any kind of storm coming up the coast would stall off the New England coast. And we got the storm, and, you know, we got some pretty impressive things, too, from this storm that is still in progress as we put this podcast together on Thursday morning, April 4th. We had a wind gust last night, 71 miles per hour out of the east in Nantucket. And that's where my family vacations during the summer in Nantucket. And it's interesting what happens. You go to the island, and one summer, one beach is fantastic and pristine and whatever. The next year, it might not be that good. And then some other beach in Nantucket is beautiful. It's transporting the sand around, Dan, and, you know, some of these storms can really dig into the dunes and the cliff sides and so forth. And the landscape of Nantucket, for example, and I would imagine it's the same with the Vineyard and Block Island, can totally be rearranged by these storms that come up roaring up the coast. So east-facing spots on Nantucket really got hammered last night with nearly hurricane force wind gusts. Now, talking about winds of that speed, we had 150,000 power outages in New England right now. We currently have 150,000. Luckily for us, Dan, it's around 14,000 here in southern New England, with about 7,000 here in Connecticut. And the reason for that is because that there's snow up in northern New England attached to the trees and the branches and the power lines and so forth. And you put together some of these wind gusts over 40 and 50 miles per hour with snow that is accrued on the power lines and tree branches, and you're looking at major power outages. And they are major right now in New Hampshire and Maine especially. Not so bad here in southern New England because we had mainly rain and sleet here. Some snow is falling this morning now as the column of air cools over us. The most I've seen is an inch or two of snow, Dan, and you can help me out here with what's going on at your home in Torrington. My son just called from North Granby And he said, Dad, we've got just what I predicted, about an inch or two of slop on the ground right now with snow going on. It's interesting, as I look out my window here, Dan, it appears that the snow is accumulating in the woods, I guess where there's more shading and the ambient temperature of the land area is cooler than right out in the open where the ground might absorb a lot of the sunlight the last few days. It's having more trouble accruing out in the open, but it's starting to stick in the woods pretty much right now. What's going on up in Litchfield County, up in Torrington?
It's about the same. We've got about an inch or two on the ground. It's slop. The roads are terrible. And I think this storm caught some people by surprise because, for example, in our area, schools were delayed. But since then, they have called off school. So I think the storm may have caught some people by surprise. Now, I know it's not like you to toot your own horn. But the reason I'm bringing this up is I know you took, when we put out there a month ago that we could get a storm on April the 4th, you took some good-natured ribbing on social media. In fact, I remember one meteorologist who shall remain identified tweeting back, keep chasing those blind squirrels, Brad. But in the end, you were correct, and I'm going to equate it to the 1986 Masters victory by Jack Nicklaus. Nobody expected a 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus to win the Masters. He beat them all, and no one expected that you would be on the money with this forecast, and you showed the young meteorologists a thing or two. So, again, I'm going to put it out there. You predicted it. You took some heat on social media, but you were right on the money with this prediction.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. That means a lot to me. You know, and one thing that I like to think that as I've gotten older is you get more mature and you don't want to strike back when someone says something. So I usually just let it go. But I did see that and it bothered me because, you know, I have served the residents of Connecticut for 37 years as a meteorologist, and I would say 95% of the people know that I work hard and I've done a good job over the years. And it means more to me than anything when I walk into a store or something and someone sees me and they say, Brad, the TV forecasts are not nearly what they were when you were here and so forth. And I appreciate that a lot. They're fine. I mean, you know, I think Rachel Frank over at Fox 61 does a great job. I don't want to start naming people because, you know, you get into that and you'll forget somebody. So I'm not going to do that. But Rachel is my go-to. I think she does a great job at Fox 61. But you do sometimes get the lack of respect. And it's kind of like, well, you know, I was predicting storms before the computer models even existed. And we had to do it the old-fashioned way. And I've kind of grown through the era of technology. But some of these people come out of school and they think because, you know, they know how to decode the computer models that they're, you know, Joe Forecaster or whatever. But there's a lot more that goes into it than just decoding a computer model. There's a lot of experience that goes into it. What I said, Dan, pattern recognition. And what I meant by that simply, if you missed it at the top of the podcast, is you look for a certain situation. Like, we have found that when we trend from El Nino, which we had a strong El Nino, and we're trending toward La Nina, but in the middle, we're neutral because you're going through that neutral ground as you go from one extreme to the other. We have found that when we are in that neutral pattern is when we get our big snowstorms in New England. Now, if you look at what happened a couple of Saturdays ago, you look what's happening today, the people in northern New England certainly know what I'm talking about in terms of major, major storms. That storm of two Saturdays ago produced up to 2 feet of snow in parts of northern New England, and most of northern New England is going to end up with about a foot of snow out of this one that's currently in progress in parts of northern New Hampshire and northern Maine, I'll say could go 1 to 2 feet. Now, it's just because of climatology and the fact that we are so late in the season right now, being early April, that we are getting predominantly rain here in Connecticut, Dan. But as you see on the ground outside in Torrington right now, and as they see in the hills of western Hartford County and the northeast hills of Connecticut from Pollland, on up toward Union and the Massachusetts border, the snow is accruing, and we are just critical on the temperature as far as the difference between 1 to 2 inches of slop and a foot of snow on the ground. So we are getting the really big storms like we thought. And once you get into this pattern two, where you go from that pattern recognition of El Nino going neutral, going toward La Nina, and you also get the North Atlantic block in there, voila, that's how you get your big storms. And it's this pattern recognition, too, that plays into a forecast. And I've seen so much over the course of my career where I can see where models could be in error. And when I think that the model is over predicting an amount of snow, because of the time of year and the angle of the sun on blacktop and the properties of blacktop absorbing the radiant heat, and then the ability for the road to accept the snow and the sleet only happens at night, Dan. And that's what happened last night. We had this sleet accruing on the road surfaces and stuff, and we are noting that there are dozens and dozens of accidents around, and it's because people are thinking that, oh, it's just wet on the roads, but they're not. They're slushy and or icy. So we're getting the numerous accidents. Now, as the day goes on today, that problem is going to be remedied probably even right now as we're speaking. As you know, even though it's cloudy and it's snowing out, there still is a solar angle, and the roads are getting to the point right now that they are just probably becoming mostly wet across Connecticut. So there's a whole bunch of things that go into it. But by the time we're done with this thing, northern New Hampshire and interior Maine is going to end up with 1 to 2 feet of snow. And by the grace of 1 or 2 degrees, we are missing out here on getting a foot of snow in early April as well.
The big question is it our last winter storm?
Yes, I believe it is, Dan. I believe it is, because I'm looking at the longer range modeling. And once we go into next week, which is school vacation for a lot, it looks like we are going to, by Monday, be up into the 60s. Tuesday. One thing that we talk about in Connecticut as we go into later April and May is a backdoor cold front. And why do we call it backdoor? Because a lot of times, well, most of the time, 90% plus, we get our cold frontal passages, some form of west to east across the area. It might be northwest to southeast, it might be west to east, whatever it is. A backdoor comes from the northeast toward the southwest. So in other words, you get high pressure up in eastern Canada, you get a push of cooler air that comes down into Maine, then all of a sudden it will come down into Boston, and then it will come down into northeast Connecticut before finally moving down into Fairfield County. So that's a backdoor cold front. I think on Tuesday that backdoor is going to be just to our north, which means we're going to be nice and warm here in Connecticut. But then I think the back door will come through, and Wednesday and Thursday will be cooler again. So I do expect some nice milder temperatures early next week. The middle of next week may go cooler with the back door cold front. But then Thursday, the front comes back as a warm front, And I think by Friday and next weekend, it'll be mild again. So it might be time to get ready to get those lawnmowers tuned up for the season ahead and whatever, because things will be changing rapidly, I think, Sunday and Monday of next week.
We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McAllen Construction, underwriters of the Bradfield Weather Podcast. McAllen Construction is a full-service construction company centrally located in the state of Connecticut in Prospect and servicing the entire state. In fact, McAllen Construction has been servicing the entire state for more than a quarter of a century. And McAllen Construction also handles snow removal. McAllen Construction will handle snow removal at private residences, public buildings, schools, commercial buildings. McAllen Construction is the place to call for snow removal. In fact, they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. McAllen Construction is a woman-owned small minority business handling residential and commercial building projects, utility construction, site work, water and sewer repairs and installation, and much, much more. McAllen Construction is licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Give McAllen Construction a call at 203-758-3474. That's 203-758-3474. Or go online, McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllenConstructionCT.com. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. Brad, again, we're putting this podcast together on April the 4th, and we center our podcasts really around the winter season, even though the website, bradfieldweather.com, is up year-round, loaded with information. But I think we should remind our audience that this will be our last podcast of the season, correct?
Correct, Dan. I don't see why. I don't see the probability of any more snow or ice in Connecticut. And like you say, that's where we kind of center our podcasts around snow and ice. If we get some weird, freakish thing, of course, we'll be on to tell you about it. But one thing that's not weird and freakish is the severe weather outbreaks. If we are looking at potential tornadoes or potential big hail or something like that in Connecticut, Dan and I will be on with a podcast to tell you about it, and we'll put it out on social media that it will be coming out, so you'll know that it's coming. We can also put some kind of banner on bradfieldweather.com. But you know, as we go through the summer season, Dan and I put the forecast on every morning. I'm usually on cup of coffee number two when I hit the send button, and then Dan puts it out there on the website for us. But you know, we want you to be able to get the daily forecast, do the radar tracking of any storms while you're out at the golf course or cheering your favorite baseball team on at Granby Memorial High School. Oh, did I say that? That's the assistant varsity baseball coach in me talking, Dan. And you've got a big date coming up next week, Tuesday, and the weather looks nice for Tuesday, Dan, as you begin your Yard Goats broadcasting on Tuesday, I believe, correct?
That's correct. The Yard Goats home opener is Tuesday night, April 9th at Duncan Park. Coincidentally, the Yard Goats open the season in Portland, Maine for a three-game series beginning on Friday night, but I would put a big question mark over that with what you're saying about what's happening in Maine right now.
Yes, Dan, and you just wait till you get to the On the Weather Map segment. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But it looks very precarious for those opening games up in Maine, that's for sure. Dan, as we address the fact that we'll be signing off, this is our last podcast of the season, I absolutely want to thank our underwriters, Mike and Christine McAllen of McAllen Construction in Prospect. And I also want to thank one of our loyal listeners. I'm not going to name her because she may not want me to, but she wrote to me and said, Brad, I want you to know my mom and I had a project that we needed done. We called McAllen Construction, and we told them that the reason we were calling was because of the Bradfield Weather Podcast and the commercials that Dan does for McAllen Construction. And they are very pleased, both sides. The McAllens are pleased at getting the business, and they're pleased with the great job that McAllen Construction does. So we'd like to thank them for their sponsorship. I think they've sponsored us at least 3 years in a row now. And same with Kevin and Stephen Blake at Action Carpet in Simsbury. Whenever there's a storm-specific podcast that we do, you know, Kevin and Stephen always step right up and say, we'll sponsor that, and they do it very happily, and we appreciate that as well.
Absolutely. A big tip of the cap and a bow at the waist to both McAllen Construction and Action Carpet and Floor Covering. Well, that said, Brad, that we also want to remind people when they visit bradfieldweather.com, there is also a link right at the top of the page to Eversource and United Illuminating, and that will take you to any power outage information. So if you're searching around, how do I get that information, just go to bradfieldweather.com, and right at the top of the page, you will see two links for Eversource and for United Illuminating. And, you know, particularly, well, now we saw over the past few days, but even in the summertime, you get these storms coming through, and that's information that becomes very valuable, and it's right there on the website, Brad.
Absolutely, Dan, and that was a good thing to put on the website, and I think you thought of it. It was a great idea, and I use that all the time. Instead of, you know, having to go to Eversource and surf through their menu and everything, I just go to Bradfield Weather now, and there it is. It's one stop shopping. You just click on Eversource, or you click on UI, and it brings you right there. And it's always nice to know, you know, if a big violent thunderstorm comes through your community, hey, is my whole town out? Is it just my street? Are there just a handful of outages, or is it hundreds of outages? So it's always kind of fun to monitor, and they give hourly updates too. So you can see if they're trending in the right direction. If, hey, it went from 400 outages to 100 outages, you can pretty much surmise that your power will be on shortly, type of thing. So I do that a lot whenever there's a power outage, for sure.
Okay. So again, April 4th, our last podcast of the season. So that also means time to take a look at our On the Weather Map segment. And what does it look like?
Well, Dan, this storm is tracking from Montauk, New York, so just the outer tip of Long Island, to Cape Cod by midday today. But we were talking about that North Atlantic block, the negative NAO pattern. By this evening, the low-pressure area will be stalled off of Kennebunkport, Maine. Now, by tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., that low is going to be stalled off Kennebunkport, Maine. The snow and rain and mixed precipitation will have lifted north of our latitude, but the heavy snow will continue through northern New England today, tonight, and tomorrow with that storm stalled there. By 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, the low is off the coast of Maine. So, Dan, I doubt the Yard Goats will be playing tomorrow night. Heavy snow, the northern tip of Maine, snow showers from Massachusetts on north. That's even tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, so Friday. Saturday morning, the low is stalled off the coast of Maine. Nothing has changed. Scattered rain and snow showers may even pinwheel around the storm. Remember, it's a big counterclockwise flow. So we may see some rain and snow showers pinwheeling down from the north and moving into Connecticut on Saturday. So don't be surprised if you see some snow in the air. I don't think there'll be any accumulation, but the air aloft is cold. So, you know, you're going to say, Brad, this sounds ridiculous. You're predicting temperatures in the 40s and snow. How does that happen? Well, as soon as it starts precipitating, it may be in the form of rain, but the rain droplets will mix down the colder air from the upper atmosphere. And then as the precipitation picks up in intensity, it turns to snow. That happens a lot in the springtime because the colder air is at cloud level. The only reason the Earth's surface is warm is because of the direct sun angle. But once you start precipitating heavily, that precipitation mixes down the cold air, and the temperature can drop from 47 to 35 in the matter of a few minutes. And, you know, all of a sudden you've got those big wet snowflakes in the air. Now, by Sunday, Dan, we're still in a northerly flow. The storm will have drifted out toward Nova Scotia, and we've got high pressure from Hudson Bay to western North Carolina. So we're in a northerly flow. I think we'll see sort of a 50-50 split of clouds and sun on Sunday. But by Monday, high pressure from New York to North Carolina. Beautiful, beautiful weather for the viewing of the eclipse. I told you about the 3 minutes and 38 seconds, I believe it is, up in the northwest tip of Vermont for totality. That will be on Monday. On Tuesday, from North Carolina to South Carolina, there'll be high pressure sitting right on the shoreline there. I spoke of the backdoor cold front. I think on Tuesday it'll be strung out from Burlington, Vermont to about Provincetown. So that is northeast of us still. So I think Tuesday we're still in mild temperatures. I would say 60s away from the Connecticut shoreline. This is the time of year. Remember, that ocean is still cold. It's around 40 degrees right now. So if inland is 70 and the water temperature is 40, I typically say as you mix the air, you split the difference. So that's 30 degrees apart, 40 for the ocean temperature, 70 for the inland high temperature. So maybe it will be 55 at the Connecticut beaches or something like that. So that's what I typically use as the first approximation for a sea breeze. So it will be cooler. We're getting into that time of year where it's cooler at the Connecticut shoreline. But Wednesday, the backdoor cold front will have moved through. So I think we'll have an east and southeast flow off the ocean. So it'll be cooler. We'll probably say 40s along the Connecticut shore, 50s when you get 25, 50 miles inland, something like that. And then Thursday, that backdoor front returns as a warm front. So we'll see some scattered showers around at that time. And then prospects are for Friday and next weekend, milder temperatures once again.
All right. Well, again, we are putting this podcast together on Thursday, April the 4th, our final podcast of the season. But again, we want to remind you, we are year-round with information on bradfieldweather.com. And Brad, what does our forecast look like?
Well, Dan, the mixed precipitation, mainly snow, will be tapering off and ending by early to mid-afternoon. Temperatures all day today will be in the 30s, so it's a cold day for April. Northerly winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour, but those epic gusts like they had last night around Nantucket are off to our east and north right now. I would expect that some of the northern hill towns through Litchfield County, Hartford County, and Tallinn County especially could get an additional inch of wet snow as we go through the day today. Now for tonight, mostly cloudy, temperature 28 to 34. And Dan, as I'm looking out the window of my office here, I see that there are tremendous puddles on the roadways. Now, if they do not dry out today, and I don't think they will, tonight we're going down to 28 to 34, so some of those puddles could turn to ice. So look out for icy spots overnight tonight. For Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a passing rain or snow shower with temperatures in the 40s. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a passing rain or snow shower. Again, temperatures in the 40s. I saved the best for last. Sunday, partly sunny near 50. Monday, sunny and in the 60-degree range. Tuesday, sunny in the 60s. I think it'll be cooler at the Connecticut shoreline. Let's go 50s there. And Wednesday, partly sunny, probably in the upper 40s at the Connecticut shoreline, 56 to 62 when you get up toward Bradley and up toward the Massachusetts border. So we hunker down through this storm, Dan, but the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel, and next week looks great.
All right. And on that note, to you and Sandy and our audience, be well, be safe. We're not going anywhere. A reminder, visit bradfieldweather.com. The podcasts return in late fall. And Brad, you, my friend, be well.
You be well, Dan. And I hope to run into you at the Yard Goats this summer. We'll have some fun, maybe grab a coffee sometime, but I've really appreciated our friendship over the last few years, Dan. That's really grown since you left radio and I left television. We kind of came together to form this podcast and couldn't do it with a better guy.
Well, I echo those sentiments. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again and see each other real soon. That's going to do it for the Bradfield Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail.